Christian Rascal, spokesman for LICORN, France's military mission in Ivory Coast, says the defense ministry's decision to draw down their troops in the West African nation is a natural reaction to events on the ground.
The missions of the LICORN force will not be changed, and this is a tactical adaptation which takes into account the positive evolution of the situation on the territory.
The French defense ministry says its forces will pull out of the western area of Ivory Coast and will be redeployed in the center of the country as part of a reinforced battalion. The ministry also says it plans to reduce the total number of troops over the next few weeks from 3,500 to less than 3,000. The French troops have been in Ivory Coast as part of a peacekeeping force after civil war broke out in 2002. Rascal says further cutbacks are possible.
If that situation seems to be more and more positive in the months to come, it is not impossible that we will reduce again that French contribution, but at the time it's of course too early.
But he says there is no direct link between the French decision to withdraw its forces and the peace accord signed between President Laurent Gbagbo and rebel leaders in early March. That deal called for a reunification of forces under Mr. Gbagbo and rebel leaders and dismantling a so-called zone of confidence, the name of a buffer zone between the regions controlled by the rebels and Mr. Gbagbo. It is currently patrolled by the French forces and the United Nations peacekeepers. But some analysts say now is not a good time for France to reduce its forces. Daniel Ballant-Curdy is an analyst with London-based think tank Chatham House. He says the situation in Ivory Coast is still tense, especially in the western part of the country.
If you travel through there, you'll find a lot of villages which have been burnt down, some within the last few weeks. So when you're on the ground, it doesn't look like it's a particularly brilliant idea to suddenly send the peacekeepers home.
But he says there may be political pressure in France for President Jacques Chirac to show positive developments in Ivory Coast.
I think it would be a good departure present for Chirac if he could show that he'd achieved some sort of a success in Ivory Coast, that LICORN had come, they'd done their job, and now with the accord of both the rebels and the government, they were leaving, mission accomplished.
Elections in France are scheduled for next month, and Mr. Chirac is not running for re-election. Yet Ballant-Curdy says it would be a mistake to view the peace accords and the French troop withdrawal too skeptically. He says the accords include many innovative compromises to the disagreements that led to the civil war, including new procedures to determine who should get national identity cards. Naomi Schwartz for VOA News, Dakar.